Approval of accounts payable.
What was that check? Move to approve checks numbers 467152 through 467203. Checks 467205 through 467233. Warrants 7901 through 7905. For journal entries and transfers.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do we want to just hold that check 467204 until that addendum is
okay. Yep. On?
So we didn't avoid it. We're just holding it.
Okay. Approval of previous meeting minutes for a regular session, April 11, 2022, and executive session for April 11, 2022.
Move to approve executive session minutes for April 11th of 2022.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for April 11th, 2022.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Good morning.
Morning.
First set of court orders I have is personal property paid abatements, which are refunds. Abatement numbers 300360. On this abatement, the owner did not, the taxpayer did not own the vehicle that is, and they paid their taxes on it by, and did not realize that they had, that vehicle had not been taken off.
Do you know how it got applied to their account? Because then they didn't ever own it.
No, they did not own it on the 1st of January. They did had owned it prior. They'd gotten rid of the truck, what I understand.
Oh, the notes here say did not belong to Branson Steel ever.
Oh, okay. I skipped over that one little word there that made a big difference.
I just didn't know if we knew why or...
No, it might be in the vehicle was assessed under Branson Steel for a tax year, but did not belong to them. The taxpayer paid this in error. Please, sir. That's the only...
Got plenty of information, yeah. Say the 18th. Label Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A dated 4/18 of 2022.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
My next set of abatements is erroneous assessments. These are, let's see here. These are billboard. It's the same billboard for two separate years, for 2019 and 2020. The billboard is not actually a billboard, but it is a business sign for the trailer park that it's at.
So it's an on-premise sign?
Yes.
Label Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 4/18 of 2022.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. What was the abatement number on that?
Oh, on those?
Yes.
Those abatement numbers were 212-306, 212-307.
Thank you. agreement for the 2022 pickup number 22-032 coroner. I've received a letter dated April 15th from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This is Pinniger Chevrolet, Buick GMC, and Taney County.
So we already awarded a bid. This is the contract for the agreement?
Yes.
Just wanted to thank David for looking back at the audio and finding where we discussed it in during budget, because I know there was some confusion on that. So thank you, David, for taking the time.
And I appreciate that as well.
Finding that. So you guys have any questions on it?
I don't.
Move to approve the agreement for a 2022 4x4 pickup truck, file number 22-032CR.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Equipment proposal, number 22-031, maintenance. It's a washer. I have received a letter dated April 15, 2022, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. And this is a agreement between Loomis Brothers Equipment Company and Taney County for the purchase of a Milner washer extractor for the county jail facility.
Yes, sir. Other than Quittus.
The
other one quit us, and it's to repair it was almost as much as to get a new one. That will have us, after this, though, everything in there will be new.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Loomis Brothers Equipment Company and Taney County.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. GSA proposal for judicial facility inner doors, number 22-034, maintenance. I have received a letter dated April 15, 2022. From our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form, and this is between D.H. Pace and Taney County for inner doors at the for the county judicial facility. And this agreement is made pursuant to GSA contract.
Is this being, is the ARPA funds being used to pay for this?
The way I understand it, yes. I turned it into Melissa, and then she went from there.
And they're the ones that did our other doors?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we got a contract, state contract with them.
Did you already commit to doing something? There's a provision that says there's subject to a cancellation provision if we decide to cancel this agreement. So this is after we
approve
the agreement.
Yes,
so
I haven't
not
did
this
anything.
Point.
Okay. No, I haven't did anything. They're going to be roughly about 4 months out to getting all the parts for them. So.
So I haven't been over there, but that's when you can just walk through without touching anything.
Absolutely, yeah. The handles, those bars that we have on the inside, they come out and hit them, and they're like $3,800 for each of them. So they're not touching anything when they come out. It just opens on its own.
Are we having any problems with the inside?
No, sir. No.
Has anybody broken the inside ones?
No.
So it's just the outside ones
that
get broke?
I guess that's because they're right in front of the guards and the inside one.
Right.
You know?
And they get mad.
Yeah.
They show their frustration in the building.
Yeah.
Well, they sure proved a point to us, didn't they?
I guess they did.
I guess there's not that many happy customers.
I don't know how you can remedy that. Not get in trouble.
Well, that put the responsibility back on the person.
True.
Mike, what are your thoughts? Are you fine with it?
I am. I know that we had some discussion on it. Now that we have our attorney has weighed in on it, and now I think we had to now let it go through the process with.
And it did go through that. That's what I was asking.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's going through it.
Because that other contract noted it, and this one hasn't. That's what I was asking. Move to approve the agreement by and between D.H. Pace and Taney County for the judicial facility in Inner Doors.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. General consent for limited queries of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA, Drug and Alcohol Clearinghouse, number 22-033, Human Resources. I have received a letter dated April 15, 2022, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the general consent as to form. The purpose of this general consent is to allow Taney County, Missouri, or Tox Review LLC to conduct limited queries of the commercial driver's license, drug, and alcohol clearinghouse in determining if drug or alcohol violation information exists in the database for the employee. Looks like our attorney noted that the general counsel form incorrectly identifies the Taney County Commission as the employer of the employee rather than the county.
So we just need to go through and everywhere where it says Taney County Commission, it just needs to say Taney County, Missouri.
Yep.
I'm going to send that to Tox Review to correct.
Okay.
Well, then let's... We can correct it on our end and then approve it, or we can wait for them to change it and then we can approve it.
However you'd like to do it.
Whatever you want to do.
Probably whatever is the quickest way for you.
Doesn't matter to us.
He was the one who sent this to me.
Is this something that needs to be done, like, today?
As soon as possible, because it's required by law that we do this.
Then, yeah, I would just... This really isn't. This is just the form.
It's actually just a consent form that each employee that has a CDL has to sign.
But why don't we?
So I don't know as if you really do. You need to approve the form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a general consent form, so we need to approve the form, but it needs to be correct.
Okay.